So is that 245 you've got up there right now?
You know, Jim's got that. Yes.
245, okay. So we'll have...
That's just the way it came up.
Right, so... And I was just going to go through this with Rick real fast to make sure we cut and paste everything properly here. So in 245, the fund balance will be negative in 2011. $40,000 in the hole.
Let me see here.
I thought that was true.
Start at $40,000 in the hole.
And then 250 would have, at the end of 2011, would have $158,000. If you go to tab 250, Jim, it'll have $158,000 in the fund balance. Scroll all the way to the bottom. At the end of 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Or beginning of 2011, we'll have 1569. That's what we'll have left at the end of 2011.
Now, what? I'm not that quick. That's what we're going to have at the end of 2011.
Uh-huh.
With the same budget as 2010? How do you know?
We just use the same budget as 2010.
Just use the same expenditures. Okay, I'm with you now.
No.
Did you put anything in for personnel? Because that's a big deal.
No, we carried over. It's the and budget 245. You have. I'm sorry. No, we forgot to put salary in there.
I don't think you put anything in for salary. If we stayed on the same pace, did the same thing, you're going to be in the negative.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. We forgot the $2 million in salaries. I told you this. We were doing this so fast.
This is not good.
No, no, it's very bad. So put $2 million up there, Jim. Scroll up. A little more right there. It says $2 million. Put $2 million above that. You can put it there. That's fine either way. Scroll down. No, not there. I'm sorry. You're gonna be in the total line.
In the total line.
Yeah,
it should work either place you put it because it should
be just fine there. Put $2 million there. Okay, now scroll to the very bottom. That should be the new total of negative. There he goes. So what we've got is. We're spending way more operationally than we can afford. And it's not just by a little, but we're spending millions more a year than we can afford to. And that's without, if you look in the 2010 approved and 2011 approved, it's $500,000 in equipment. We're on a bad track right now. And that's really where we have to start looking at shaving something somewhere, because we're on a course that at end of next year we'll be broke.
I'll be back.
So, in talking to Rick a little, in talking to Rick some, and then talking to Rick, and then me thinking about it.
Okay.
If you look at our GCR revenue, if you scroll to the top of that page there, Jim, it shows that. Our GCR revenues are anywhere between 6.2 to 6.9. We're estimating 6.5, which is what we did in 09. If you look up there on line 14, Jim, if you want to show them there, that's what our actuals are going to hit at. So we're taking basically a flat growth for the next 2010 and 2011. 11 we expect to be up. 2010 probably be flat.
Okay. I thought you said 2 million in wages, but I thought I heard 3 million this morning.
It was 2 million plus benefits, which is another.
The wages themselves are about 2.5 million. It's in 245. You can see the total salaries.
You've got an extra $250,000 of loggers.
It's all figured in someplace else.
Right.
It's in a different line. The salaries themselves are $250,000. So $2,520,960.
Right, $2,500,000. I'm sorry about that. So
you get the benefits on there.
So the benefits are figured in different lines, yeah.
So it'd be over 3 million.
Over two.
Probably,
and a half.
Oh yeah.
Over 2.5. It's right at 3.
You're saying it's 2.5 without benefits.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's way over 3.
Yeah.
30%.
Yeah.
Maybe not way over.
Well, probably 30%. I would say 30% of the 2 million, which would be 600,000.
So it's just. $3,200,000.
Yeah,
$3 million is a safe number of what our salaries are costing us that year.
Can we see what we're budgeting What's our total budget this year? 2010?
It's in my...
Scroll down.
Box over there. Okay.
We have budget, going down.
It's in one of those drawers, man.
We have budgeted over to spend, go on down more.
East wall.
$10,031,000.
Okay, can I ask a question? What I'm looking at is 09 and 08 was 6.6 and 7.6. How did we go up $4.5 million this year?
This is part that this Rick will have to step in. This is part where we fluctuate between 245 and 250 departments, and that's why it fluctuates a little bit.
Okay, so this is only
250 department.
Chuck, when I came in here, they had been, rather than making a transfer, they would pull wages out of 245 for a while, and then two or three years later, they pull out of 250. Mm-hmm. And from now on, I'm going to take them all out of the same one and just do a transfer. That's from whatever budget
what you're
this
doing
year, so it'll be easier to follow anyway.
So we need to find, this is 245 we're looking at?
250.
250, so we need to see what 245 was.
Mm-hmm. If you want to go to the bottom of the tab.
Those are nearly the same numbers. So how can that, or is that a 5-5?
Now, I'm telling you, I haven't gone through all the formulas, but it looks like in Department 250, we're spending a lot more money. Well, like, for example, we're spending $1 million more in just, go up to 250, and I'll try to explain some areas I saw, Chuck, okay? We're spending $1 million in just total, what the classification is, total other expenses, which is the 250-50 category. For example, we spent $40,000 in 09 on rentals. We budgeted $1.25 million in 2010. That's what it says. If you go up there, 250, line item 217 there. 217.
How'd that number get to that?
That's my question. Is that wrong?
Those are estimates, so I mean, I don't, you know, I probably put those in there, and Frank was supposed to look over them. I assume he did, and I don't know if he, or...
So then obviously we need to take that number way down.
Yeah, and the one right below it, road materials, we got 900,000 and.
But to put that in justification, though, road materials is also road and oil and rock and chips. We separated those at that point. You see how the numbers, the one below that one is way down. Go that one there.
No, I see.
See what we did. We separated some.
There's a chance here, not there. Jim, I'm guessing that line item is one of those that didn't get lined up right, but I don't know that. Let me look in the budget final, because I know they're lined up right.
Road oil is right at $1 million a year, so I think I see 50 if that line goes right.
So I think when you cut and pasted,
okay.
Some didn't get cut and pasted and didn't get the right one. But I mean, the total still should be right.
The total
is
still
those.
The totals.
Yes.
That's,
yeah. So, but if you want to look at line item by line item, you may have to go back to the other sheet.
Okay, you're saying I may have cut and pasted a mistake there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I was looking to see real quick.
I see what you're saying. You got to remember, guys, if you see it on the left side where it says way far left, I mean, we're cutting and pasting a lot of data here, and it was bound to happen.
You actually, yeah, in rentals, we only budgeted $80,000. So $1,250,000 is road oil.
What are we budgeting fences? What are we budgeting fences or guardrail then?
Fences was 25,000, guardrails 40,000.
Okay. What did we budget in concrete?
150,000.
Okay, I see where the problem is. Okay.
So those are just misaligned. The totals are still.
A million in cleaning solvents, and that's.
Here.
Yeah, that million should go down to coal mix hot mix.
Yeah, let me here. I believe.
Rick, you've got the budget posted. Is what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Can you print just those two or three pages?
Send
over to the office?
Yeah. Frank has them right here.
These are old. These are old.
What do you want to do?
If I knew Don was listening, I'd just tell her to print them. I can print them.
Why don't you print the 04 to 09?
245 to 250.
Okay.
So we've got something solid to look at.
It's just a cut. The bottom problem is the totals don't totals. That's the other problem.
But the 10 million.
No, it's still going to add up to 10 million. It just won't be in that lineup.
Right. I don't understand how we can come to 10 million when our annual is averaging between 6 and 7.
Right.
So there. I guess I need an explanation for how we get to that.
But 2000. I mean, you saw your budget for 2010. What did you request?
What I would call baseline.
Which was how much? How much did you request?
6.5.
I'll pull up what if we had Rick's final budget right here.
Jim, that whole, what you're saying is you've got the whole line.
Yeah, they're going to shift down.
2009 to 2010, they're all screwed up because it's all.
Well, no, what they're screwed up from a lineup, from a lining, but the totals are still the totals.
Total at the end is still the totals. But what you're saying, the way it looks on there, I mean, there's. It's all messed up.
That's the trouble when I'm trying to do this during meetings here. So, Frank, your request for us is $10,031,000. What you requested?
I don't know. I do not recognize that number.
Okay, that's the budget that. Yeah. That's the budget that Rick worked with you and that we have in the final budget.
Okay. That's not a correct number. It can't be.
I mean, you asked, okay, I mean, we can go by line item here. We 150,000 more in rock, you know, $400,000 more in road oil, $130,000 more in concrete, $93,000 more in culverts. I mean, it adds up pretty fast.
Right. We need to go line item by line. Well, there's a couple things I'd like to say is we need to work off of a baseline, which is about 6.5 million. And we can stick with the baseline on materials and labor. I think if you're coming up with 10 million, we need to go line item by line item.
Yeah, Frank, I'm a little, move it this way. This was your job.
Right. Okay.
I mean, that's why I'm a little upset that I have to go line by line because that's your job.
Okay.
So.
Paperwork, your gentleman. Thank you.
That's why I don't print the whole thing. I wish we could afford them to have the laptop so they can look on their laptop.
I'm saying that. I did.
Yeah. I bet both of you got one on there, don't you?
No, I'm good here.
Okay.
I'm going to highlight as I go.
Are you going to highlight yours, Chuck? Because that's where I'm going to go with mine. That's
here, let me have. I want to plug mine into here. Is this off your final? Is this off of final?
That's what I. That's the most current one.
The one you just emailed out.
All of them there.
So this is what I've got for final. I pulled up yours up from final for 2010 because that's what
I mailed one. I think today.
This morning.
Yeah.
That's what I've got.
That should be it.
Punch my button.
Now,
what's 2010 approved? 2010 request. Is request the budget number?
The 2010 approved would be the budget number. The request would have been, normally I have a line for request, and then sometimes we make changes for the approved. So you've got that one line. You probably don't need to pay any attention to the request. Just, yeah, you don't need, yeah, that's extra paper. I just didn't have time to format it.
Probably. Ron, or,
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you having a bad day, Jim?
I was.
Hey, Jim. Look at him.
Are you trying to make points or what?
I'm trying to.
Better put your camera away, Jim.
Hey,
Jim.
Oh, yeah. For slander, for defamation of character. Can I gavel
okay.
him or something?
let me ask you something. I'll start off here before we ever get started here, because this is. I know you guys are computer whizzes and computer this and computer
love
that.
Love to brag about it too.
But let me tell you, when we looked at these things last year, and I do know that on the east side, where we go to the quarry and we contract out so many hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of base of all different sizes, is our inventory included in what we have here? Well, here's what I'm saying is when we have a request line for rock, mm-hmm. material and stuff, some of that stuff has already been purchased.
Then he wouldn't request it.
Well, that's where I'm thinking the mistakes are made.
It's possible. But he would then have a lower line item if there's a big inventory of rock.
What I'm saying is if it come through the office and office personnel over there had an inventory line of so much rock requested, but that rock was already on the inventory line, it may be requested and shown on this line, and the inventory is already there.
You guys were just used it. You only set invoices up if you need to get the rock. It's not a per request.
Here's what I think happens. We request Jernigan to come in and work the quarry and create bulk material for us in various gradations or sizes.
Right.
That has an associated cost to it.
Right.
To make that.
Right.
Then when we go over the scale, we pay a per ton for that material. So once they blast it and make it into rock, that's not necessarily ours at that point. We actually get billed.
Not till it hits the scale.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I thought at one time we had to pay them like $300,000 to go out. Well, let me take that back. We had to guarantee them that we would do $300,000 worth of material to make it worth their while before they'd even go out there. We had trouble on the east side even get them go to the quarry and set up the different sizes for chip. As a matter of fact, the chip sizes that we use were not even available at the quarry because they were the wrong size. Right? Am I right there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Where do you want to start?
I want to start at the looking at 245 and 250 combined.
Yeah.
And if you start at the top,
which
fund balance, I'm sorry, if you take the fund balance of both accounts,
okay.
We started with 5.9 this year, 2009, and the numbers Rick's got here looks like we'll start 2010 with 5.4 balance.
Hold on, 2010.
Here, 240 or 250?
I'm adding the two together.
4785, which is there on group 250, and 702, which would be 5.4.
Correct, sir.
That's correct.
So if you go back to last year or this year, 2009, okay. That adds up to 5.9.
Correct.
So those are fair balances. Okay, if you go to expenditures and you look at both lines, and you could do the 2009 approved budget.
So you're going to expenditures at the very bottom. Okay.
And you add those two together, you're going to come up with about $15 million.
If you go to the approved budget, you will. But Chuck, we budget to spend everything. We budget to carry zero forward.
Humor me out.
Okay.
So you got $15 million there, okay? And then you go to the 2010, and you add those together, and you're going to come up with about $15 million there. So, it makes me think that somewhere in the lines we're goofed up, which you said already, Jim.
It's possible.
So, when you look at the totals and starting and the total expenditures, we're not that far off. So if you look back on 250, the 10,031,000, Jim, that you brought up a minute ago.
250. Okay. Mm-hmm. 250.
All right. Look back there at 09, what you had.
The 6 million?
No. That's actual. The approved.
Okay, Chuck, let me tell you why those are.
Because you've got balances in there or something.
The balances are in the total expenditures will not have any balances in them, but it will have a contingency fund in that 09, I think, and I don't think there'll be one in the 10. Contingency fund was $1,251,222 in 09 approved. There's zero in the 2010 approved.
What line was that, sir?
That is 250,50076.
250,50076
in the 250 account. We actually budgeted $1,251,222 that we didn't expect to spend. We expected to carry that much extra forward, whatever. We were hoping to carry more than that. In 2010, I don't have anything budgeted in that line. And I think that's what...
Can I hide the approved 2009? Would that be a problem?
It doesn't make any difference to me.
Then we're going off of actuals. That's really what we're going to do, is go actuals, correct?
It's what I do. If you want to see where your expenditures are, I mean, what they've been doing, that's what you want to look at. The approved
means nothing.
Means nothing as far as what you really
spent. Okay, so I'm hiding the approved because he spent what we spent. Okay.
All right, what you working on? 250.
I have 250 up right now.
Okay, revenue. We're got 66, so we've gone down there.
Okay. Salaries.
Wait just a second. You've got 66 on the revenues on the actuals.
Right here.
But we've only got... If we move on, we got that 2 million figure, and it ought to be 25.
No, because the 2 million five is in the 245. I just transferred money from the 250 to the 245 so that the fund balances won't go below zero.
Okay.
This is a transfer. So we start with the line items here.
So as we do line items, we're going to have to look at 245 and 250 at the same time, right?
The only one that will
just salaries.
Be duplicate would be salaries. The rest of them will be separate lines, I believe. I don't think you'll find anything.
That's true.
Is that right?
Just salaries, okay. So only at transfers. So if you're looking at the totals of the top total office expense, we're planning to spend an extra $11,400 in those categories of 250-20s. 8,500 in software, an extra 2,500 in computer software. So
the biggest increase there is telephone. If I could just interject for a minute, I started the budget process early on with Rick when the budget was first being formulated. I was very comfortable with the numbers, and I was nowhere near the $10 million number. I do not know where that number came from. How we came down, I'm interested in seeing as we go through the process. Our biggest increase there is telephone costs, which annually were before about close to $5,000 cheaper than that. 3 to 5.
What, annually?
Annually.
Last year you spent 16.2 and the year before was 13.5. So we're actually budgeting less this year than last year.
So that budget was made before we had these finals in here, so that's the reason.
But like the software, what is software support we looking to spend, Frank?
We have about $6,600 a year in Cartograph license fees that are done on an annual basis, and there's a few other license fees that would add up to about that number.
So you have 8,500 twice. Do you need 8,500 twice? Computer software support and then computer software.
I don't need it twice. I'd rather go closer to an actual.
If it's, is it a maintenance part of graph? Is that what it is?
Yes, it's a maintenance fee.
So it would probably be under support. So why don't we make, if you're fine with that, taking the software, you're not buying any new software this year.
No.
So computer software would be a new purchase, wouldn't it be, Rick?
I would think so.
So we would make that zero. Is that all right?
Well, just a second now. Is that, that road and bridge, they don't participate in the flyover?
That's a different line item.
Yeah, it's down there later on.
Okay, we'll okay, but I mean, I was looking at software support. Does it need to be?
There's a $6,000 expenditure in what we're talking about right now. There may be some costs associated with our computer group downstairs.
Jim, if you look at, if you look down through 245.
Yes, sir.
You're going to see just a lot of figures that are much higher for the approved budget than what we spent.
That's why we're going to actuals.
That's so actuals, not what we spent?
No, you said approved.
Actuals.
Okay, yeah, actuals.
If you look at 2010 requests and then look at 2009 actuals,
uh-huh.
As you go down through there, you're going to see a lot of go on down a little bit farther in the expenses.
That's just salaries totaling up, okay.
Like right there is one.
Where?
No, that's still revenue.
No, that's expenses.
Is it? Okay. So there's a 375.
Here.
No, down there at the bottom, last line you can see.
Those right there.
What is that?
Jim, that does not have the current actuals in there, I guarantee you, because I know that those two numbers are closer than that. I just didn't have time to get them into this one. They are in the other one. Those are pretty close in the other one.
This is the one you just sent.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't get the actuals into this. I got in the one you sent this afternoon.
Okay, that's in that one?
Yeah, the actuals are in that one. The actuals in the one that's...
What line would that be? What's it get?
It was 250, 50, 042, and 047, what it was. Because I know what those are, and I know they're going to be close to that.
047. Here?
Mm-hmm. It's 2009 actuals.
But you don't have it. It's in 245, then.
Yeah, it is in 245.
245, what did you say, 50?
245, 50, 042, and 047. And those are pretty close, aren't they?
187, yeah. You're there.
They're not... Exact, but they're pretty close.
382, okay. Wow, that's big. No, you're off then.
That's 199 two times, isn't it?
You what?
It's 199 two times every 6 months.
No. It's 190 is what it amount to, 190,000, somewhere around 190,000. And the other one would be 375,000, close, but, you know, what's the three?
Now, if you've already changed these numbers from what we was looking at a while ago, whenever you went to the lumber and...
I haven't changed anything. These are...
Okay, wait just a second. Then your extended...
The report that you have, Danny, does not have current 09 actuals in it.
Okay. Okay.
That one does have. I have to just almost do that by hand. I can't just cut and paste it. I almost have to do it by hand. And so I did it in the one that Jim sent me because I thought that's what you're going to be looking at.
I did too, and then I realized the lines weren't lined up.
Yeah. So.
Okay. See, the good reason I'm saying that is because whenever I glanced up there a while ago, the first thing I seen was you had $100,000 in lumber.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It may have been off. That's
it was off. It's off. So, I mean, I knew that was off, and that's the reason I want to go back and.
See, Rick, you sent me an email.
What I'd like to do is go back to that and then drop down one line and see if they match up, or go up one line and see if they match up. You're not going to be off two or three lines, are you, Jim?
No. You want to go to what?
On your expenses.
You want to see the actuals?
Where you had concrete and lumber and all those, and one of them was off as much as $100,000. And that... It's the first thing I noticed that was out of whack, and I want to drop up one line or down one line on there and see if we can't match those up.
I would just do this, Danny. Let look at this. Let's look at simple things like this. Right-of-way bonds. do we need to spend $13,000 more next year on right-of-way bonds? If we just go with line item by line item, we can shave the $1.5 million we're trying to shave.
All right. Let's do it that way. I just was telling you that
it's obvious.
Whenever it's obvious to you.
Right.
That's the reason I was wanting to move up or down. But let's do it your way.
I just want to, because I hope I'm only off by one line. I may be off by three, and then all of a sudden we spend more time trying to fix the line.
Okay.
So if you guys want to know what you actually spent, though, and I can go to that one real quick and tell you.
Well, I've got, if it's off, right? Where do you want to start, guys? 245 or 250?
250. Right where you're at.
Right where you're at. I have actuals, and what we're going to do, tentatively going to approve.
Okay.
This is the income side of it. So this is our number. We're expecting to spend 6.6 is what our revenues are going to be.
My next question is, when is this numbers that we're using? Because we got 5.
Actually, 09 actuals right now are 7,438,442,18.
So that's the actuals. Mm-hmm. So this is as current as we've got.
Okay. All right.
So 6.6. Okay. So this is the revenues we're going to use in 6.620.
All right.
Okay. 2 million of it goes to salaries only, not benefits. And we start here. This is what he spent. This is what we've approved. So we start looking here. Once again, do we want to kill this?
Right. I wouldn't be comfortable with that without asking our IT department if that isn't some of the money that's needed to support their efforts.
Whatever you have left, I'll put in a contingency fund so that if it needs to be spent, if you see it needs to be spent on a capital improvement or something like that, you know, it'll be there. But
can we do something here? This is something we're making some adjustments to. So like here we can take this to zero. Okay, this is maybe suggestions.
All right.
Is that fair? Is that what you guys know what we're doing?
Yeah, and then you move that next one to 38,000. Was that already on there?
Well, that's the new total now. So by taking 8,500 here,
okay,
we've reduced this to 38,000, and they spent 35 last year.
Right.
But.
Zero, is that a good number? Do we not need to?
We spent zero last year. I can put zero here instead. Make this 8,500. Oops.
Yeah.
We spent.
Do you know what that is, Frank? Do you?
I don't know why there's two separate line items. One is for the cartograph, road management system cost. And that last year was, I want to say, around $6,000 actual cost.
Well, that's, but you've got it under computer software, $6,095, right? Mm-hmm. And that's cartograph.
Yes.
Okay. Then the line above it, you didn't spend anything on, but you got 8,500, and that's the one we're taking off. So do you see any problem there?
Not unless it was there to support IT downstairs, which I don't know the answer to.
Okay, let's go on.
All right. You see, he's
that's
on.
That's pretty close. I mean, that's within $4,000 there.
I see he's on down through there. Then just
we've got hand tools. We spent $3,200 last year, or this year we're requesting $12,000.
If I could, before we finish this process, what we're doing. I've been here 2 years. Last year, Rick and I sat down line item by line item. It was my first year. I want to understand how and why we did this. We discussed these just as we're doing right now. This year, we didn't do line item by line item. He sent it forward to me. He makes slight adjustments up or down based on the trend that he's seen. This year, he sent it to me. I think I sent back, looks okay. And that's why I'm very surprised to see the $10 million, because I don't recall seeing that number.
I think that $10 million probably didn't include that Road and Bridge Trust salary thing. Frank is probably one of them.
Well, sure, so it would have been $8 million then. Huh? It would still have been $8 million.
So. Other than that, it was probably.
Can you live with 3,200?
Let me see what they've spent now, because I.
3,200 is what you show.
But again, I think those aren't updated. It's what, 3,760 right now.
I'd rather shoot for something like 5.
3,760?
Mm-hmm.
Is the actual. Now, Frank, just keep in mind, we've asked every department to cut 5%. Mm-hmm. So far, we're still up.
Okay. Unless you take since some things I've said earlier this year, our equipment budget typically was at 1.5, and we're at 500, so that's much more than 5%.
I understand, but Frank, I'm looking at 5% cut off of that number. Not 5% off of this number, 5% off the 6.2. Mm-hmm. Hand tools were back here. You said 5,000 you could live with, right? That's
correct.
Okay. Well, if we're really going to try to cut, what is there to buy in that line that we haven't already got? When you talk about hand tools, is that loss? I mean, is that taken home? Somebody, I mean, what are we?
You have somewhere out, and you know, you've got how many, 80 employees, 78 employees, something like that.
Right.
I'm relatively sure that once in a while something does get taken home, somewhere out, those kinds of things.
Okay, but what I'm doing is saying, as of right now, Rick, what I'm trying to do is get as close right now as we can possibly get it. Or do we expect, because you're requesting that we do 5,000, that's $1,250 more we're expecting between now and the first of the year.
Right.
So I don't expect that. I'd rather do the
3,800.
That's what I want to do. I want to go down through here and go just. I can see where you can start off with that figure, but I don't want to do that because I don't.
Jim, I can't read that because my eyes are getting bad. But I think you put 3,800 in there, right?
I did.
Okay. If you'd repeat those, I'd sure appreciate it.
You bet, sir.
And I only hear him one ear, so you have to repeat it twice so I hear
it. Oh, my gosh. Can't see and only hear from me. Here. Right hand means 1,000 column. Left hand is 100 column.
Okay, we're going to put 3,800
yes.
in that.
All okay, right. On the equipment repair, we show 250 as the request. You spent 233.
Let me look. Actually, they spent 247,391.10 right now.
Leave it right there then, at 250. What would that be? That's just all trucks and everything.
Up.
All right, let's just leave it right there at a quarter of a million.
Office equipment. You're asking for $10,000. What have you spent for office equipment?
Let me see. $3,262.50.
We are, just so you know, we are looking at, our copy man is there almost on a weekly basis. I asked him what the threshold was for how do you know when you need a new copy machine. One, he claimed it's over 6 years old. Two, 1 million copies. We have reached both of those thresholds at this point in time.
So you got a copier in there?
That's why.
Which is about what?
I think 8,000 to get you one with a scanner, and they probably should get a scanner because they will use it if they get it.
The number we're looking at right now is about 56 to 6,000 for.
But they didn't have a scanner.
No, what you want, Frank? We just went through this.
Okay.
Sheriff and you guys just bought one.
I don't know for sure what it was, but it was close to that.
Yeah, but it was about.
So we're comfortable with a 10.
Yeah, we're comfortable.
Okay, let's just leave it 10 then.
Vehicle maintenance, probably within range there. Truck tarps. Okay, equipment purchases. You spent $225,000. We have budgeted $500,000.
That's an arbitrary number that was picked out of the sky because we have not identified actual needs. Catastrophic failure of one piece of equipment. We could lower that number. I mean, what I watched this year, we bought the chip seal machine. And other than small things, that was our equipment expenditure for the entire year.
The
chip seal machine. Period.
Chip machine was 211 or something like that, wasn't it?
You want to just put 225 back in there, or what do you want to do? 250?
Let's go with 250 and see what it looks like at the end of the story.
Okay. Okay. Safety equipment?
9277 is what they spent so far.
Okay. So that's, could we not go with 9500 there?
Yes.
Okay. Since you spent almost that much. You've spent 1700 in GIS mapping, and we have 20,000. This is part of that flyover.
I suspect that's where the flyover was put.
It's my understanding that the flyover would be, I think our share was 15 or 18,000.
Okay.
Flyover.
Yeah, I knew everyone was going to pay their part. So.
And I thought that was taken out this year. We talked about it this year.
Carpentry's $1,200. That's really nothing.
You're gonna leave the 20,000 for the flyover?
I think so, we have to, because that's part of the whole big. I mean,
that's everybody's.
I think that's an appropriate.
That's everybody's contribution.
Yeah. I think that's an appropriate place to leave that money. If you take it out of there, you'll have some left in contingency, and we won't spend it if it's sitting there any more likely than we would if it's sitting.
Okay.
There.
All right. That's everybody's part. Is everybody putting about the same in, or are we percentage of that? You don't know?
Danny, I don't know.
I think it's percentage based on use.
On use, all right.
And we are a very heavy user of the information.
Okay, we went from 602 to 700. Make sure that's right here. From 618 to 700. So we still, out in that category, raised it. From 09 actuals by 81,000 and change. Okay?
Where is there the number that made it higher?
Well, this is 25,000 right there.
Okay.
This is 30,000 here.
That's 250,000, Jim, that first one.
Well?
First savings was not 25,000, but 250,000.
Yeah, but it's 25,000 more than what actuals are.
Yeah,
so
I'm just
saying,
here,
Chuck.
Okay. Yeah.
You see what he's saying, Chuck?
This is what we've approved. This is the actuals versus actuals. So,
I understand.
All right. We'll keep on going down and see how this ante's up here. Mileage, about the same. Training, you have 1,700 this year. What's the actual training there?
I'm going there just a second. They've actually spent $1,862.36.
We had no more than 2,000. You sent the girls off on a week trip, didn't you?
That might be the next one down. No, okay.
That's where you did.
Yeah, we did. It was right at 2,000.
So,
it was probably the $1,800 one.
Yeah.
So I put it back at $2,000. I've saved $2,000 right there. So, mileage. Okay, so we're going to keep on going here. All right. Loggers is 229. We budgeted 250. You really can't mess with that.
Let me see, because I think we may need to look at going the other way with that. No, it's 248,568. That's going to be right on the dot.
248.
Just leave it alone.
568. Okay. Then you've got workman's comp, which is 175, which I think is about the same. Unemployment.
Actually spent almost 19,000, 18,976.39.
What did you say, how much was it?
18,976.39.
I would leave that alone, Jim.
I'm just making sure his actuals don't change here, okay?
Do you think we ought to add to that?
I hope not.
Well, I'm just using hypotheticals. Do you think that we are to add to that in case, when we get to the bottom line, we have to look at something?
Well, it's 7,000 more than we budgeted, or 6,000 more than we spent this year.
Well, just leave it alone then, and then we'll have her.
Road stripe. Striping or stripping?
Striping.
Okay. My eyes are strong, too. All right, you spent 31,000. Is that correct, Frank? I mean,
that's
Rick? Is that what the actuals are?
You're out of paint, right? So you're gonna, that's not going to be a total new cost.
Right now.
That won't be any
31,883.
Okay. So
that number's a little high. It averages around 50,000. If we, depending on what our chip seal program covers, and some paint based on wear just lasts longer. We don't paint the entire network every year.
So you're fine with us going 50,000 though?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Now we're completely out. I want to make sure that we don't undercut ourselves there. We're completely out.
No, I understand, but it's still 20,000 more than he has now.
Okay.
Than he's spent this year. Employee Recognition Day?
We've never used it.
Let's make it zero then. Right? I'd rather leave the money in the contingency fund. Going down here, MetLife Insurance?
Shouldn't be anything there.
Nothing. That's actuals here. Here, insurance and vehicles. We budgeted 274. We used 274 in 09. We have 70,000 budgeted in 2010.
Let me look, because I think that's probably changed. Okay, that was one of the checks you sent out today. I hope it's hit, but let me find out if it has. It hasn't, but I know that, Jim, I know there was a big portion of that check you sent to Connell's today. What's comes that? Out of that line.
What was it? I can't remember now. They're looking. I was looking.
309.
309,000.
But no, that's not all out of Road and Bridge.
I know that's the whole figure.
Yeah, it was a big chunk. So you're saying that's a good number, mm-hmm. probably.
I'm thinking it's probably pretty close.
All right, those all look within line. Here, signs. We have 40,000 budget. We spent 15,000 this year.
16,223,27.
Let's make that 20. Can we get by with that? And maybe less, because we bought a bunch of signs. How many signs have we got in storage?
You asked for that report. I have it on my desk. We have close to 400 signs in storage.
Yeah, I know we do. So let's cut that in half at least.
I got it down to 20. You want it less than that?
Well, what do we...
What costs money is damaged signs, stolen signs, and when we take in... new subdivisions that don't have the Taney County standard sign. 20,000 is a comfortable number.
Okay. Subcontracting. We spent 2,600 in 09. Is that correct, Rick?
Yeah, make sure. Yep.
And we are requesting 25,000.
What would that be for?
I sort of call that a contingency number, the way that it's currently set up. If we set up with a different way, I'd be comfortable in removing a lot of that money.
Let's put 5,000 and put the rest of it in contingency.
How about 2,600? That's all you spent this year. I mean, you only spent 2,600 this year.
I'm not going to argue with you about it, buddy.
You are?
Go ahead.
5,000? Put a big asterisk on that one. I'll be coming back here.
Okay. We'll go back up to 79. There you go.
All right.
Title fees.
That's pretty nominal here.
Personal property.
We spent 67,000
this year.
Is that on Coon Creek?
Yep.
Okay.
The majority of it.
Okay.
We try not to spend any money on
it. And when we go to that line, and we have to keep this in mind, as we look at our fence, and we have several ways that we work around that. So when we get to the fencing deal, we'll look at that number and see where we're. Go ahead.
All right. So
wait a minute.
Road sharing. Here's the big one. We cut out. We already took out 289,000 road sharing for next year.
Are we going to leave $1,500 in for radio license?
Is something we have to do?
Do we need radio license? I don't know.
Is there an actual?
I bet there is a licensing fee for those.
They didn't spend anything this year.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought there was an annual cost, but it doesn't look like the last 2 years we've paid anything.
All right. Transfer to county insured.
And what that is your Delta Dental and your life insurance.
Okay.
Leave that alone.
Engineering services. We've spent 36. Is that current, what we spent?
Let me check.
Probably a little bit more than that.
I bet it is, but I don't know.
This is engineering service, not project related, correct?
Typically, yes. Otherwise, we try to attribute it to a project.
Right, that's what I thought.
51,949.95.
I think
that's
what you said. 51,945, something like that.
51,949. Are you
going to want
to leave that there?
I think we have to.
Why?
Or die. I mean,
why would we leave it there if we're trying to cut?
I say we kill it.
Yes.
Kill engineering services?
Well, this is
non-project related
engineering services.
I think probably some of that money that's in there was probably concrete related, I would guess.
I mean, can we knock it down to 10,000?
What were the previous years? 28.
I mean, time.
26,000. You spent no aid.
Surveying, would that be in there? Probably.
But if it's not a road specific.
Do you do those?
We do property surveys with that. We do road surveys. We do property descriptions with Archer. And there's more than engineering services, I guess, is a broad statement. It's not just Great River. It's all the companies that we use.
Leave it alone. Go on.
Heating fuel? Yeah. Can't really fix that. Plumbing electrical, $8,500.
Are we going to do the project
out
there this year?
Upstairs?
Are we going to do it?
We are working currently on the East Barn
remodel. Right.
That's slated to be less than $10,000.
Okay.
Leave it alone, I guess.
Sewer cleaning solvents. Okay. Cold mix, hot mix. You spent $990. Is that correct?
That's correct. We anticipate next year's numbers to go down because someone supposedly, Branson, will be making some, but I can't guarantee you that right now.
So leave it alone, you're saying?
Our source was Ozark this year, correct.
Concrete, $150,000, we spent $11,000.
We did not really have a concrete crew this year because they were on special projects.
Okay, figure out.
They may not be making next year either.
How much is that the actual number?
$11,000.
We're getting down there to where I started noticing figures that were all messed up.
Do you need $150,000 in concrete?
No.
What do we need in there? $20,000?
$15,000? Let's put $20,000 in there before. It's pretty easy to spend that much on a project. We'd have to.
Yeah.
Culverts. You spent $7,900. We are asking for $100,000.
I don't think that number's up to date.
What's the culvert's number? Right. Rick, what's your current culvert's number?
14. Unless okay. It's on the wrong line, I don't think it is.
How about $15,000?
I think you better put 25 on that, Jim. Look.
We're going the wrong way. I'm just.
Well, we're not. It's got 100,000 on it, doesn't it?
Well, but we're still trying to cut off of this number 5%.
We'll cut it then.
No, let's leave it. We'll come back. The ones that are red is the ones we've adjusted, so we can always come back. Fences is where we're talking about. What's your current fences number? Because that's where we do a lot of the easement for acquisitions. Mm-hmm.
12,981.32.
15,000. Or you want to just go down the other way?
Yeah, let's go 15,000 and see what happens, sir. Okay. That looks, guardrail looks within the same.
Yeah.
Lumber, you're asking for 5,000. You had, is that part of the remodel?
It's miscellaneous. It could be absolutely anything.
How about 2,500?
Is that going to be your deal at the barn?
You already got 8,500 in plumbing and sewer in that, too.
Yeah. So. That's okay. And you estimated $8,500 to $10,000 cost on it, so that's all right.
Rentals. What's the current rental usage, Rick? How much have we spent?
$40,394.80.
All right. And we're asking for $80. But not 41,000 or 42,000.
40 to put down there. Is that for like our excavators and things like that?
Those are incidental machines and equipment that we don't have in stock.
But don't we rent a piece of equipment once in a while, like an excavator?
Yes,
or,
that's where that would come in. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, road materials. What is our current for that, Rick, on road materials?
$53,346.25.
All right, we're asking for $100,000. Can we make that $50,000? Do we make it $60,000?
Okay, I'm going to stop right here because we last year had FEMA events that let us not get started on our
road prep
and all that kind of stuff. I hate to cut too much off of those things because I hope that we get an earlier start and get more roads done.
I heard Chuck say 60.
I don't think that's enough, but.
Road oil. What's the current usage? Is it 847?
I think it's a little more than we look. It is 847,684.40.
Okay. We're asking for 450,000 more, is that right?
Is it up or down?
Price is good. We have one or two more bills for a total of about 12 or 15 coming in.
Well, you could do with 900,000.
Yes.
Do it.
Rock and chip, did we spend 740? What's the current?
745,292.
800.
800.
Okay.
I'd make that next one zero.
Fill dirt?
I don't know that why we can't, with the amount of projects that we've started.
Fill dirt, I think, is what we call topsoil.
Are you putting your topsoil, that finished topsoil there, in fill dirt?
Yeah.
What did we spend that this year, Rick?
$13,000?
$14,855.
I think that's actually
topsoil. Let's make it 20. Make it 20 because we got something to do down here.
Steel was about the same. I mean, salt was the same. Steel, you're asking for $22,000 more. What's that about?
I'm in the middle of a budget hearing. What do you need?
Anyone?
Rick, you got something there on...
How about $3,000? Let's go down one time.
All right.
Just for grins.
Well, I don't know, though. Gosh, we spent 16 in 08.
What do you want to make it?
How about five?
That's a rebar number. Typically, what we define as steel is rebar.
5,000.
Still didn't get to go down, Jim.
I know. Sorry. That's right. We asked for 5% cut. We'll go through this exercise again in just about 15 minutes when we figure out that we're still 800,200.
Fuel.
Fuel was based on the $4 per gallon figure. Most of our fuel is diesel. Because fuel prices were what they were this year, that's why we're at probably a little bit more than that, actually.
What's our actuals?
315, 578, 27. But in 08, you spent 627.
I see that.
400?
I'll take anything lower than 500. 400? Mechanical tools, that's about the same. Surveys. You want to leave the surveys alone?
Let's go to 25.
25 on surveys, okay. The TIFs really are just calculations, aren't they?
No, I can't really calculate them. They're a guess because we don't know what's in there. And actually, the Meadows TIF, we've spent 76. The Hills TIF, 348. The Landing, 288. I think that, you know.
You said
probably the three of them would balance out, but you probably need to maybe drop the Meadows down to 100,000, put the Hills up to 350. And again, we don't know what's going to happen there.
I talked to the manager at Target. She said they were up 25% this year.
Sales?
Yep.
Yeah.
Everyone's going over there. Everyone's buying in the 10th district.
You just see them just a few times.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I've got a neighbor that works at Bass Pro. They were up 30%, if I'm not mistaken.
It's not just the county, no doubt about it. Yeah, they got
zero.
Drug testing, I agree with that. General construction, 100 grand.
Why did you go over testing so? I mean, you're cutting everything, you let that go?
$4,000. Make sure no one's doing anything
wrong. $4,000.
$4,000, you bet. Okay. General construction, what does that mean? What's the actual?
$2,956.
I think we should put it at $2,000.
I read the wrong number, Jim. It's only $394. I think that they were planning on doing some construction out there that didn't happen this year or something.
Where's that?
I was going to do the West Barn.
We have another line item that...
I know, but we already covered those two.
Buildings and grounds?
And it may be in 245, you think it is? That's why this gets confusing, having both of those. It makes it tough.
General construction. I can't see it. I think that's a decision we have to make for the times.
10,000. 5,000. Zero.
Contingency item, yeah.
If we have nothing specific, let's... All right, carpentry division.
We're not doing any construction.
500.
500.
Well, is it? Yeah, that's good enough.
Okay, Dan. Bridges, we have $150,000 budgeted. We spent zero in 909, is that correct?
That could be correct.
Make that one zero, too. I don't see that it's, unless we have a...
I'll go with Danny's suggestion.
Excuse me for being slowing things down here, but how did we get a million something FEMA and not have any bridge money in there? Didn't we get like $1 million last year? This year?
But that was all.
That was all wages, Chuck. I don't think we actually spent any.
The bridges were in 08, the Lakeshore Drive, and the.
Yeah, they were there the year before.
In 08, we spent $68,000, so you may have been in 08.
Well, that can't be right.
That can't be right. There was 300-some thousand. But does that count reimbursements? Is that above reimbursements?
Well, that's what we've actually coded to that bridges line.
Maybe the cost
that
was above
and beyond.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry to slow things up, but where are we now? Bridges. Got zero.
Where are you at? You've lost me now.
You're seeing how much we're over last year. Okay.
Bond reimbursement, that's surely okay, isn't it?
Well, let's keep it at 17,000. How about that?
What do you got this year, Rick? Really, we don't know because...
Well, Frank probably has a better idea than I do. We have actually spent 317. I know there's one more coming in that we didn't... I'm almost positive that didn't want to cross my desk.
Believe it alone.
So I'm guessing you maybe need to leave that in there.
How about shop supplies and trash pickup? Leave it at 18. I like it because it's lower than that.
In fact, I think the one across my desk was 16,000 something.
1% more than we did in 09 is what our budget is. We'll keep on going. We're looking for 5 loss. You say that again? Yeah, you got a problem. All right.
We spent.
This is...
1% more than what we spent.
We spent more than we're budgeting to spend 1% more than we spent in 09, which is an increase. That's just in that subcategory. So let me just delete that for now. Okay. Social Security Copart, I guess we can't really do anything with that, can we?
Right. I actually calculate those out, and the Social Security, I'm sure, is accurate. The medical, you know, I'm not sure how many that we reimburse for their dependents and stuff like that. So it could be off some and not very much.
Okay. We have shaved. We're down to... Yeah, isn't that wild?
What did we shave off of that whole thing?
Well, let's have a look. Is the formula right? That's it. I have to make sure the formula's right here. One second here. Correct. Okay. So we've shaved a million whatever. We're still spending $8.5 million. I'm ignoring this right now, guys. Let me just hide this because we're not looking at those numbers.
And that's a lot closer because you have to remember I didn't take anything out of this particular budget for payroll last year. This year there's $2 million out of there, so really
we're at 6.5.
You're comparing actuals to, yeah.
We're at 6.5.
Mm-hmm. And we've got to be at 6.3.
Yeah, but let's go to 245 though. Look at that one now. Okay.
Okay.
Fund balance is going to start at, is that right? Fund balance is going to start at 432 is what we're saying.
432, no, that won't be right.
702?
702312 might be.
Okay, let me take that number. Sales tax.
Did we?
Well, I'm just looking for any major ones here.
Okay. So.
If we make this zero, just for comparison reasons, we're less than the year before. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have salaries in here, so let's kill all that. Do you think $2 million is enough for salaries? Considering our salaries are actually 2.5.
That actually, the salaries is $2,529.60 is what I'm budgeting to spend. 520 will come from this fund. The $2 million will come from.
We don't have 520 in this fund, though.
Yes, we do.
Where's that?
Well, I. You don't have that to start with, but with your revenues, you'll have more than that. See what happens when we go down through there. I think.
Okay, I didn't see a line for revenue salaries. Okay.
You didn't.
Not for 520. I saw the 2 million. I see this, which matches up to what. To, there's the 520 we're missing though.
Do you see totals?
I don't see
total salary expense, 124 in my mind. Total salary expense, yeah.
This should be what?
2,529,960.
So that number.
Plus you had the.
So this number should be here then?
If you're going to approve that, yes.
Now, are we double dipping then? I guess I'm confused. Because we have $2.5 million there and $2 million here.
Mm-hmm.
That means it's the
But that's a revenue there, Jim.
Sorry. Sorry. You're right. I was in the wrong spot. So 252, right? 252 960. I need to make that a zero.
That's calculated out at what they're making right now, the ones that are there.
So the transfer to GCR is?
Those are administrative costs. I think I've got those figured in another thing. Let me see.
I guess what's the actuals?
$180,701.88 is what we're...
180 what?
$180,701.88.
Okay, and what's the sheriff?
That's something that we did last year, Jim. That we transferred that from GCR from the sheriff's department. We lowered that from $500,000, $750,000 mm-hmm. last year. What that is? That's road patrol from GCR that is. Is that how's that documented, Rick? I forget. We got into a big heated argument with Hershen about this.
The sheriff gives me some figures there. Actually, he's given me a worksheet that I just use and calculate out. But so much of his salary, so much of, and so it's 15% is what it is.
So 375 is the right number?
No, 394, 337, 75.
374, 337, 75. Gotcha.
And, all right. Yeah, and it's you can look across there. It'll say RB Patrol, and that's you can see how it's figured.
Should we increase that number then? Since we're already over 394?
That comes out of GCR.
390. Yeah, it needs to be 394, 337, 75.
390. This is making 395. Okay. All right. We also have buildings and grounds, $190,000, and we spent how much have we spent this year?
Let me look real quick.
$24,950. Okay. Any reason why we need $190,000 in that line item?
If we move forward with the West Side Transfer Station improvements, that's where the money was going to come from.
We don't have a transfer station budget?
Yes, we do. I mean, if it's for transfer station, it can be taken out for
transfer station.
Transfer station, not the road
So
bridge.
It should be zero then? Or it should be...
Unless we're going to pay for that private building because it's road and bridge building.
Mm-mm.
If it's a transfer building, you don't need it in there.
No.
Originally, when this was in there also, we had discussed remodeling the Sam's shop building itself. Quite an extensive remodel. Now that's been discussed that we shouldn't do that because of structural deficiencies.
No, I'd cut that. 25.
I agree. I'd rather buy a building than try to add on that thing. All right. No Casey Road. All right. Make sure this formula is right. Here it is. All right. So we have... We're planning to spend a little bit more than last year. Is that right?
That's under.
How come?
You mean 75,000 is approximately 70.
Right here, the difference.
9,000.
Why is there such a difference under? Okay, you got. Never mind.
79,000 more than we did last year.
Yep.
And that's actuals. Rick?
You want the actuals for 09? Is that what you're asking for?
Well, I was trying to figure up how much more we...
on the total other expense in 09, you've spent 996,107.
85,000, Danny, is what we're budgeting spending. Department 245, we're going to spend 85,000 more. So that equates to, it looks like 2.7%. 2.78% more. Okay, so that puts us, our fund balance, and that would be 287 going into 2011. And our fund balance is still negative.
Yeah, but what?
Is that correct, Rick?
Fund balance would be 587 going into 2011.
I know what the problem is. Here, Ross. Never mind. This number's wrong. That number has to be this one.
Carrying over like 5.4 this year.
Frank, I don't have a handy.
Yeah, 5.4.
There you go. We'll have 2.7 left. But we still. This is the thing, though. We still ate through with no capital improvements. We still ate through $1.9 million with no capital improvements. His operating budget is spending $1,900,000 more than our income. Is that, Rick, am I saying that right?
I haven't totaled them up, but it sounds like you get it right.
I mean, it looks like we're spending $1.9 million more than what we're bringing in next year with no capital improvements whatsoever and no equipment purchases to speak of. So operationally, you know, like we talked about, spend $7 million and dipping into that rainy day fund a little bit because of operation makes sense, but that's more than dipping into it.
I'm going to just start looking at how many temps have we got on both sides. And what does that total up to? We got 4 on the east. And
we have 0 at this point in time. We typically get between 6 and 8 in the summer.
I know, but I mean, what have we got? Because it'll be in an expenditure for this year versus right. Next year, so.
Let's see, it's 2,000.
How many did you have? 2 and 4?
$1,000.
1,000 hours.
Jim, the one, $10. That number is, that's only on 243, 250.
That's taking
the total expenses. But this one, it's taking the fund balance from 09 and what we're going to end up in the fund balance in 010.
But that's just...
Fund balance is 5.4, isn't it, that we're carrying over this year?
5.4 total out of the two, out of 245 and 250, it's 5.4.
Okay.
The fund balance, after it's all said and done, is going to be 2.7 plus... This number is going to be, our fund balance is going to be not that. What is it supposed to be here? Take this. Plus, is it 250,000? 2.9.
So.
2.7. I guess what I'm saying though is 2.9. We'll end up at 2.99.
But okay, on your colored column there, 2010 suggestions. You're showing total expenses 8.5 mil.
Correct.
What about? In 245.
3.1.
3.1
versus the
3.0. Okay, so that's... So we're lowered though when you look at the 08 and 09 from 6 to 3. What happens on the next one, on 250?
It's really confusing after these two departments. It is completely confusing.
Because we're 3 million down from 08 and 1 million down. So we've lowered our expenses $4 million from 08. And you use those total expenditure numbers.
Well, no. We are spending more. If you look at this total expenditures, we're spending $1,000,001 more than we did in the 08. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not looking at 2010 at all. I'm just looking at 08 and 09.
Okay.
09, we lowered, by those numbers, we lowered
only
expenses.
Only because salaries were taken out of the other at 245.
No, correct? When you combine them. See? Look at your total expenditures for 08 and 09 right there.
Okay,
that's $1,000,003 less right there.
Correct.
Okay, go to the other one. That's $3 million less. So that's $4.3 million less we spent this year.
Is that 09 actuals you're looking at again, Chuck?
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, remember
that may not
those
be right.
Actuals. Let me tell you what the actuals are for those, okay?
Okay.
In 09, the actual expenditures, total expenses.
You on 245 or 250?
245.
245 were $3,257,469.
Okay.
Yeah. And 250, the actuals for 09.
Go ahead and let him hear it. Hear us out.
$6,665,116.
Okay. Still, about $4 million less that we spent, actuals that we spent this year than we did last year. Okay, there's a million there on that, on 250. We're a million less right there, $1,030,000. And we're nearly $3 million there. We dropped it at $4 million. That doesn't add up.
Well, you marry you. Well,
and we've. No, I guess it does add up because we had Casey Road.
Well, Casey Road was 2.5 million was just Casey Road.
All right.
But the bottom line is we're going the wrong direction.
Well, we're going. We went the right direction this year, and we went $4 million less in spending.
But we're operating.
We're still
our operating expenses.
We're operating.
When you're really looking at these budgets, you need the bottom line is good to look at, but you have to consider what of those were capital expenditures or expenditures that are not going to happen again. The important thing is to look at operating expenses.
This is cash flow.
Cash flow, basically, yeah.
Like I said, I was expecting, and I could live with $300,000 or $400,000 there because of the economy's just down $300,000 to $400,000, maybe even $500,000 from sales tax revenue. Not $1,000,009. I mean, we need to shave another $1,000,004.
Jim, on revenues, when we look at revenues and GCR was down what 1.8 before we started trying to shave. We just got it down to 1.6.
That was expenses, right, Andy?
Expenses.
Oh, yes.
Fun.
So
I think it went the other way. I think when you guys started shaving, it came up.
Came up to 1.8.
Wait a minute.
I think it started
total
at 1.5
revenue.
And went up to about 1.7.
Is that in the number you were looking at? Well, there's $1 million right there, nearly.
The FEMA, yeah. $1,000,004. Our revenues were higher in 09 because we had FEMA. And we don't have it. We don't have FEMA. We can't count on FEMA. That's why we spent more, is because we had more coming in. And it was an anomaly.
But the $8 million, the $8 million figure is only expenses down at the bottom.
Yeah, that's just expenses.
That's just, that's all this is expenses.
Surely that can't be right.
And it is, and don't call me Shirley.
If you...
I mean...
That was good material right there.
It was.
But thank you so much.
Chuck, we...
That's $2 million, and all those things we cut. We didn't leave anything hardly more than last year. Let's go down through there again. This can't be right.
Yep, it's right.
I mean, that's why I just checked the formulas.
Yeah.
It's ugly.
It's not pretty. But the numbers are right. It's working right.
The formulas are, I mean, they're...
There's 1,000 there, there's 2,000 there, there's 1,500 more there, there's 3,000 there. It all adds up again. Oh, we got the $2 million salary. Are you figuring that in there?
It's a transfer from the we're taking it from the other from 245. That's where that $2 million expense is. 250 is paying for $2 million of the salary. And 245 is paying for $520,000 of the salary.
But it's all in the 245, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
2.5 million?
245.
The whole expenditure is there.
Mm-hmm.
But we do a transfer from 250 to 245, and that transfer expenditure is in 250. Is that making sense to you?
I understand transfer, and I understand the whole thing's over there, but if you take $2 million out of here...
Doesn't that reduce, and you put it in the other account, then it's, you got 2.5 there, then that cut it down to 5?
So I had $2 million more revenue in the other account.
Okay.
Did you have $2 million?
Mm-hmm. In 245, you have $2 million revenue.
In 245, you have $2 million, let me see here. Yep, there's the revenue.
So.
Yeah, that's the revenue number. You have to check the formula, that's correct.
Do we still have our, when we add 245 and 250, are we still?
What? Are we still what?
The expenses at the bottom. You've got 8.5 expenses there, what do you got on the other side?
Here, 8.5 here.
Right.
3.1. There's a $2 million transfer. That's the asset to remove the liability. So you're left, this department's left carrying $520,000 of the salary. That's right. Well, if you add the total expenses of the two departments, of the two categories, $3,159,450, and the total expenses of the other department is $8,584,936,6913007. Yeah, I come with $11,700,000 as total expenditures on Road and Bridge. Is that correct? That's the math.
$11,692,936,03.
Okay. To be precise, which is fine. So, gentlemen, AOA is what? Same thing?
Yeah.
11 million? Oh, I don't know what's AOA. 7.6.
94. I'm sorry, I'm not going to mind. Oh. And now you got to be checking here.
Yeah.
Six. We spent $13 million in 08. Three. No, we spent $9 million. We spent $2 million less in 09.
That's because you had the $2 million. You had the big FEMA capital expenditure. Your expenses were. How much we spent on Casey Road?
Two. Well, I guess, guys, this is the question we got. Is that I am. I don't like the direction. I don't think anybody does. But we're going to have to tighten the belt a whole lot tighter, because otherwise, I mean, this is with zero projects. Mm-hmm. Basically, zero projects and zero equipment.
Zero matching.
Yeah, we can't match. I mean, I made a comment to Bob Paulson. I mean, the concern is if we got a grant that matches funds right now, we'd be hard-pressed to get the money. We'd have to go borrow the money.
Yeah. This is not a new topic of discussion. We have talked about total maintenance year for road and bridge. I'm just like you. I don't. There has to be something done, and it's not going to be pretty. There has to be some things looked at and discussed, and it's not going to be pretty, but we cannot stay at this trend.
Yeah.
The number of miles projected.
When you take that figure, and I did this morning, and you brought up that's 12 feet
wide.
Even if you double that, it was
8 million,
and we're spending 11 million.
Right.
This is a breakdown of the miles itself and what they're made out of. Danny's comment this morning was very correct. There's different costs from 500 per mile to the national average is 7, and our numbers correlate for asphalt, and chip seal correlates with chip seal across the board. So there are different numbers. Taking the number of 7,000 across the board isn't really an accurate number.
So what's it?
Too high, you're saying?
Well, there's not.
Yeah. You can't use it.
That's even worse, though. That makes it doesn't help the argument.
That makes it worse.
That means we're even more inefficient.
My suggestion is that we've got to start working on it. I can tell you two suggestions that people may not like at all, but the first suggestion I would make is, obviously, everyone needs to recognize that road and bridge needs to spend less money. Okay? That's got to come from you guys all the way down through Frank, down through every one of those managers that they've got. Hey, look, guys, we don't have money to spend. First thing. Second thing is, I think you guys need to look at
overtime?
Well, I think you got to look at a lot of little things like that. But the big thing you got to look at is, do we want to take any more roads in with the... I think you need to say, hey, sorry, not until we get this figured out. We can't take any more roads in.
And that's kind of why I voted against this morning, just to let you know. I kind of knew this storm was brewing.
I've talked a little bit with Frank about this. I don't think it's his job or anybody else's to come in and say we shouldn't take this one in. But I think you guys need to recognize that when you take them in, you're placing a burden of expense on the road and bridge department that is there. I mean, it doesn't. You don't get relieved of it. And that's probably a big part of the reason that this is the way it is. We probably did the right thing by taking in a lot of roads in the past 3 to 4 years. Now we need to back away, and we need to figure out how to be lean and mean enough to take care of all those roads before we take any more roads in. And that's got to be the process, I think.
But I look at it different than that, Rick. I look at it as classification. We don't take a road into the county system and expect to go in there and overlay or take snow removal expense. We take the thing in as a class 6 and improve it as your funding gets available.
Let me give you an example, if I could interrupt. Barton Road, Think about Barton Road. Mm-hmm. What it was when we took it in.
Right.
And what it is today.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
And it goes along with what you're saying, Rick. The attitude of Road and Bridge, I'm saying it's been wrong. But we've taken a road that is using 1 to 10 is a 3 road, and we've turned it into a 6 or 7 after we took it in. And we've done that over and over and over and over again. And instead of a $3,000 or $5,000 one-time expense, we've spent $50,000.
Yeah.
And we've done it on this one and this one and this one and this one.
You take the roads in. The people pay the taxes. You take the roads in, but you take them in as a class 6, not a class 4, to where it has snow maintenance, snow removal, chip and seal
Carlton.
Automatically, all those
just
things.
I understand what you're saying, and that may be a good approach to it. But you know, you need to have that in mind. And the class 6 probably still costs something, I would guess. Frank can probably tell you more than I can.
Two to three times, four times a year, maintenance.
$200 a year.
Or something like that. And one of the reasons that we've done those is because
we've done that all over the county.
One reason you do that is to save.
My argument there is.
But if we've done what I want to do.
Say the same kind of a thing.
Whenever we went to.
Instead of making
I wanted to get rid of 2 graders 2 years ago. Been the worst mistake we could have made with the way the weather turned out. So there's several ways you can look at that. You know, take the roads in, take them in as class 6, maintain them. That means a maximum of 4 times a year, greater use over them. And, hey, as your revenue source builds and hopefully your economy changes and you adjust into it, then you start looking at that road for a classification improvement instead of taking them in at a 4 and chip and seal them the next year and
then
adding to your expense.
Maybe you need to have, this is what it takes to be in this different classification, so that, because I mean, the only problem I see with yours is I can see people moving out on a road that's class 6 and they say, we want this road to be class 4, class 3, whatever. And you say, well, we can't do anything now. Whereas if you had some things, well, this is what has to be to get to that level, and we don't have the money now. If you guys want to bring it up to this level, we'll move it to this classification.
But see, I just think we should do a moratorium in 2010. I just think we should take no roads.
Well,
I mean, I hate to say that, that's
where I would be if I were sitting in your position, but I think you've got to look at that.
Unfortunately, we're hemorrhaging at expenses here, and until we get our grasp on stopping that, I don't think we should take on any more expenses. I mean, we're going to have to keep on shaving here.
If you think, let me argue my point there some more. You just think about the roads just this year alone that we have spent not $3,000 but $30,000 on,
mm-hmm.
times how many times? Mm-hmm. And when we're doing that, it takes more crew to do that than it would to maintain
right. What
we had.
No, I understand. Where do we leave this? Where do we go from here? We reconvene and start again tomorrow? Do we?
It depends on what you want to do. I think that you need to watch expenses. You may want to get this budget down to that amount, and if you do, that's fine. You can do that. I can budget it just the way it is, and then you three, four guys are going to have to make sure that we don't spend everything that we got in there if you can keep running.
What's the harm of us redoing the budget before we approve it?
Not any at all. I'm willing to do that. If I have to stay late tomorrow night to get it in or something like that, I'd be glad to do that.
I mean, I think
I'm still arguing. How are we $2 million short when we're only 102%?
This is compared to what we spent in 2009. Okay.
So we're probably spending more.
Don't waste your time.
Chuck, we were probably spending more for expenses in 2009 than what we should have been.
Yeah, my wage. We've
been spending too much money.
But what we've done today is whittle down what I would call a base to a baseline budget. And that still seems to be about $2 million.
It is. I mean, the problem is we can't even, next year you would have nobody working. In 2011, we'd have to lay off 75% of the crew if we don't do something this year, which then we can't take care of anything.
Yeah. Well, don't worry about the, I mean, it's something to worry about, but don't think that we're not the only people facing this same thing, so.
Well, no, I understand, but they just, like, people have just been laid off. That's yeah. The problem is, we've been avoiding that. And I'm not suggesting layoffs. I'm just saying that there's areas that we can still start shaving.
The other Mr. Strahan made a suggestion one time in here that you guys might want to consider, and that was that during this time of year, from December to February, March, used to, they offered
furloughs.
What was it, Danny?
Furloughs.
Yeah. And I think you might find that you have some people interested in that. That's something that's...
Go to skeleton crew.
We've got to look at overtime because... Those are little things that don't affect the budget, but it does affect what you spend in there. You've got to look at all those kinds of things.
I mean, what I want to do is print this out and look at this line on paper, line by line. If you guys want to do that, then bring it up tomorrow again.
Did you say overtime doesn't affect the budget?
No, the budget is what we plan to spend. And you know, we're not going to budget in any overtime. We spent overtime last year. Yep. It does affect our bottom line, and it's one way you can get those balances different, not spend everything you've got in your budget. You know, but
all of the overtime that we paid off this year
is in there.
It's in your budget.
Sure. Mm-hmm. In actuals. We have to do
now, what you have to realize is you got probably a lot of people carrying comp time that's not figured in there.
That's not added in there.
But one thing we could do is run a report and find out how many hours, if everyone just worked 40 hours, what does that salary number add up to compared to what we spent actually?
The number I've got in there is 40 hours.
You don't even have overtime in there? Mm. The 2 million.
2 million, 5, 20, whatever.
It's zero overtime.
That's zero overtime.
Well, that's even worse.
And I'll tell you how I got that number. And you know, I don't pretend to know everybody in the county, so I... But I can tell you what I did is I took the numbers from Mass 90, which is on your thing there, go to payroll. Probably the latest one would be earlier. Be payroll, PYRL 1130, so go on over. And what I did is I took those and extended those hours out. So there may be some part-time people in there that I didn't know were part-time or temporary or something like that. But that's where that number came from.
An actual 40-hour work week. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2,080 hours a year.
Where's payroll actuals?
For this year?
Yeah.
Payroll actuals.
It will be in the 245.
245, right? Mm-hmm. 2212. Right there.
Total salary.
Is that right?
Well, let me see, because I've got it
updated.
I've got it updated. I don't think you do have.
I did 3.23 last year. If that does
2,400,666.39.
24. So 2,400 what?
400,666.39.
So.
So 252 is not out of line.
No, it's not out of line at all.
Well, wait a minute. It's not enough because benefits aren't in there, right?
Benefits are in different lines. So we...
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Salaries only.
Gotcha.
Hmm?
So if we cut some overtime, we...
Overtime
is
not in there.
Yeah. Unless it's just absolute necessity, you should say no overtime. Okay. You should say, hey guys, when it's time to go home, it's time to go home.
Payroll still increased by $80,000.
Unless you got okay from,
payroll still increased by $80,000.
But we didn't increase payroll. That doesn't add up.
We added a head somewhere.
Added heads.
Maybe we added a full-time person in 09 that didn't get paid 40 hours for 2,080 hours, but only half a year. They'll go full-time this year. And I know we added some full-time people.
And remember, it could have been that there's some temporary in there that I didn't know about, and so I didn't take them out. I mean, there's 78 employees, and then there's another 82 in the sheriff's department, and over 300 total. I couldn't, you know, with some being temporary, some being part-time, there's no way I can keep track of that.
What are we going to do, guys? Want to reconvene tomorrow morning? You want to...
Fine with me.
You got shop talk tomorrow, looks like.
Well, I think we ought to do it. If we're going to do that, we just start at 9 o'clock in the morning and work on it till we...
Get done?
Get done. And,
All right. Well, then I'll take this upstairs and print it so you guys have copies. This is what you have, and so I'll just print this out upstairs.
Okay.
Check your total, make sure I got the same total.
Well, that's the problem, is you probably have the right totals. What do you have the total expenditures of the suggestions?
On 245 or 250?
245.
245, I have 3,149,499.63.
I like your number better. Okay, what's that one you got?
In 250, I have 8,543,436.40.
Can you go print three copies out and send this out, send an email of that, and so that way we have the same document? Mine's a little off from that.
I'm going to email this to all of you, and then when I get back to the office, you want two printed off?
Three. Go ahead and print one out for me.
Okay. Four printed off. You want an email or...
Okay. Then I move that we table this budget discussions till 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Second. Aye.
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 Please let that be all for today.
Oh, no, I got
it. I do have one thing.
Difficult thing.
I have one more difficult thing. Here you go.
Just joking.
Here's the difficult thing.
What's your difficult?
We had Million, which would be Nikki and Jillian combined. Million.
Million.
They sent out a letter on our behalf on November 30th to the village of Kirbyville stating that the commission was requesting more information regarding the road project proposed by the village and road and bridge tax trust fund monies. Remember that? The road sharing money.
Yep.
The timeline we gave them was, I think, December 1st or, no, December 10th, whatever the timeline was. They responded to Nikki today, which is 3 days left in the year, saying that they have a project and want to know if they can have $50,000.
My hometown, 35 years, but I don't.
We gave them a timeline. That's the problem. So, is Mr. Paulson here on Kirbyville's behalf? I know you can argue either side.
Me to speak for them, so I can.
It's too late, isn't it?
Gentlemen, I begged them and begged them and begged them. You know that. Three years.
They have. Do you know if they started these projects or is this just an idea?
It's a proposal.
Proposal.
They've. I don't want to talk about it with the.
Is it too late?
Hmm.
Too late.
As far as I'm concerned, they haven't got a proposal. They haven't even got a bid, have they?
No. It's just a proposal of what roads they would work on if they could have the money.
What I heard the other day from one of the gentlemen was that one of the commissioners had promised them that we would do the work. And I said, no, I know that's not right because I said, I'm one of the commissioners and I've never heard it said or mentioned that Tanya County would do your project for you and take the $50,000. So.
We assume it's too late?
I think it's too late.
All right.
I mean, after going through what we just went through, let's see how we can say anything else.
I agree. So.
Speaking of that issue, we need to ask, how did you put that million?
Million.
Million? We need to get Million to write the incorporated areas.
Let them know that.
Let them know that there's no money.
Gotcha.
Because I think I've been asked by one or two whether there's a chance.
We're suspending that program.
Yeah.
I was asked at Partners in Progress and for Progress, and I said the terminology was slim but not.
You have something for us, Ron?
Is it really easy?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd like something easy.
Easy would be nice.
No, it's really
administrative.
Jillian sent out an email earlier. You guys have discussed IDA potential updates. First and third Wednesdays is what you were looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning next Wednesday. First Monday of almost every month. That's 1 month, I think, is still. Clean Water Commission meetings that I'm scheduled for.
Is that the Monday or Wednesday?
That's on Wednesday.
Okay.
And then the third Wednesday is probably one of the biggest hearing meetings that we have in Jefferson City. Not just for different pieces of legislation, but working on this PED.
What's second and fourth look like?
Good.
That sounds good to me. I mean, we were just picking dates, Ron, trying to.
No, I know. She's.
Okay, so
this
is, me.
We'll go second and fourth. We'll have Julian resend an email.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Recess?
Recess.